Declaration leaves Western Europe open to nuclear blackmail by the Soviet Union and its SS-20s. These weapons, with their triple warheads, could be used not only to destroy NATO's Kruse and Pershing IIs in a preemptive strike, but would leave weapons to spare for a further strike. But advocates of a no-first-use policy for NATO reply with 2 points. The first is that NATO will still be backed by an invulnerable submarine-based nuclear force.
We have today, and we will surely maintain in the future, an absolutely invulnerable second strike capability, which is the deterrent to the Soviet first use. They would be committing suicide, and I don't believe they wish to commit suicide, they would be committing suicide if they were ever to initiate the use of nuclear weapons against us. They know that.
The second reply is that the higher you push your nuclear threshold, the riskier it is for your enemy to cross it.
The inhibition against using the first weapon is great for the reasons I said. You may bring the nuclear retaliation down on your head. The second reason is that when General Alexander Haig made the statement that NATO had plans to make such a demonstration of its resolve with a nuclear weapon, he was nearly laughed out of existence. People understood how futile and dangerous such a demonstration would be. Why would it be any more effective or persuasive by the Russians than by the West?
You're good.
would it be?
The core of the alternative defense strategy is the new generation of conventional weapons now available. They include anti-tank helicopters, infantry anti-tank weapons, ground sensors to warn of an enemy advance, and a communications revolution based on microprocessors. By spending money on such weapons, it is argued, NATO can revolutionize the battlefield, war it would prefer to fight, and tilt the actual balance of advantage in favor of the defenders in an entirely new way.
There are new families of anti-tank weapons that should be coming forward and convince the Soviets that their tank attacks, which are probably their most effective threat, cannot succeed.
What sort of new weapons are available?
Oh, the one that impresses me most is the air soluble anti-tank mine. It's a very small device that can be dropped from airplanes in large numbers along the avenue of advance of a tank column, and each one of those little mines is lethal. It will disable a tank, kill its crew, or blow the treads off of it in every case.
We have a lot of evidence that hitting weapons are a practical thing. We have battlefield evidence where an early version, the Russian Stagger, just cleaned up Israeli armed forces, for example, armor forces. the technology has improved greatly. We don't have these things fully in the forces or even fully tried, but there's no question in my mind that the new capability to target, the new capability for reconnaissance, the new capability to have weapons that hit instead of weapons that miss, makes a tremendous difference on the battlefield, as indeed it does at sea.
Goes a stage further. The new conventional weapons allow a new defense strategy to be adopted. Whatever happens, this land in West Germany will be the battlefield of the future European war. A harsh fact, but an incontestable one. At least, NATO could have a choice about what sort of war it is, if war there has to be.
You have two possibilities, the nuclear holocaust, as today, by the first use of theater weapons, or a longer non-nuclear war.
What the West Germans have got to face up to is that if they continue to apply NATO strategy, they will be a totally devastated society. And one of the first Germans to recognize that has been General Steinhoff, the former commander of the German Luftwaffe. who has said publicly that he is absolutely, unequivocally, unqualifiedly opposed to the use of nuclear weapons on German soil. That is totally contrary to existing NATO strategy. He's absolutely correct.
Battlefield would itself be carefully designed to be limited to the lines formed by the rivers Weser and Lech. Within this zone, a conventional attack could be absorbed, checked, and turned round. West German theorists point to the known effectiveness of prepared defensive tank positions. They call for a system of minefields and earthworks whose effect will be to channel the enemy advance into limited killing grounds.
When you find a combination between will, firepower, defense in a deep net, you have the chance that defense can win. And this is a high risk for the Warsaw Pact to lose 2 or 3 weeks or longer to come in attrition to lose this tanks, to have logistic and other difficulties in your depths, to know that your allies in the Warsaw Pact don't agree with your attack, and when they lose time, they lose the war.
How important is psychological?
this world. War, I don't want to die in this world. War, I don't want to die in the war. War, I don't want to die in the war. War, I don't want
to die. How important psychologically is it for NATO to have a defense posture which is only defensive?
I recognize that some weapons can be used both ways, but if we equip in the main, train, deploy our forces in a way which is very clearly defensive, then I think it reduces the impression that the Warsaw Pact has that we may well be preparing to attack them. We sometimes tend to look at this problem only from our own point of view. We know what our intentions are. We know we're good people. We're not going to attack. But that view isn't always accepted on the other side of the fence. They certainly see some potential for a NATO attack, and as a result, the fear level goes up, the pressure for improved forces goes up on both sides, and we're in this very foolish, destructive, and wasteful arms race to confront each other in Europe.
Skeptics protest that NATO has turned to nuclear weapons for 20 years because it won't pay for the added costs of developing conventional weapons. Advocates of the new defense deny that cost is a real barrier.
We believe strongly that there are improvements needed in the conventional forces which defend NATO, but that such improvements can be effected and afforded. I was the officer responsible for the security of 7,000 nuclear weapons in Europe several years ago, and I know how much money we spend guarding those every day. I know how much money we spend training our forces to use them, equipping and certifying them as competent with nuclear weapons. There is far more than 4% savings in NATO expenditures if we simply abandon this foolish reliance on nuclear weapons to defend us and convert those resources into more effective conventional means.
I'm not.
If, by analogy, NATO's readiness to resort to battlefield nuclear weapons is similarly built into equally elaborate procedures, as it must be, then no one should be surprised if those weapons are used in practice.
We've seen what happens when one follows rigid instructions with an automaticity of the kind that was applied in that situation. One sees what happens when mistakes of judgment are made, but when one seeks to deny the error and simply pursues an erroneous course. Now, it was tragic when it happened with a civilian airplane carrying 269 people. It would be catastrophic if those similar errors occurred in connection with nuclear weapons.